This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Saw this the other day, and I've been spreading it around as much as I can, and now it's your turn. Coming out of USA Today amid a bunch of rambling incoherence, columnist Carly Pearson tried to blame people like Representative Lauren Boebert for the gun violence and trauma we are constantly cycling through as a nation. Sort of an embarrassment, if you will. Blaming it on that is... And basically because she did a Christmas card with people, members of her family, with guns in their hands. Normally, I would ignore this kind of rant. But unfortunately, Pearson also wants to drag the Founding Fathers into this. As if they would share her views on gun control and so-called necessary changes to our laws. So... I had to give it a little more attention. Now, Representative Boebert is being singled out, along with Representative Thomas Massey, because they both recently posted pictures, Christmas photos, with they and their family members posing with an array of firearms. Some found the photos charming, while others were predictably appalled. Pearson rages that these U.S. representatives, along with people like them, are the problem in our nation, which that would mean me, you, everybody else that we know. Boebert and Massey are very able to refute these charges. And I'll simply note that there's no indication that either is anything other than a peaceable gun owner who believes in the natural right of self-defense. And in that sense, they're no different from me and you. But Pearson isn't content just to insult us. She presumes to speak for the Founding Fathers, telling us what they would think about gun laws in 2021. So, we get this absolute chaotic thought process. Every time a Republican posts a picture of themselves and their family snuggled up to the muzzle of a semi-automatic rifle immediately after a mass shooting, I wonder what the Founding Fathers would think if they knew that this was what was to become of the Second Amendment. Surely they would find it infinitely sad, infinitely pathetic, that we have not made necessary changes. Now, she doesn't, of course, spell out what these necessary changes are. Instead, she makes a broad appeal for common sense, an echo of the very tired talking points we've heard for decades as anti-gun activists claim they're not coming for your guns, but they only want common sense reforms. On Twitter, Pearson posted her article with the hashtag gun control now, saying the quiet part out loud and making it all too clear what sort of necessary changes she has in mind. She thinks the Founding Fathers, in their infinite sadness and pathos, would now want the kinds of changes sought by the Biden and Harris administration. And thankfully, we don't have to engage in emotional speculation and know what they thought and would tell us today about gun rights. We simply have to read what they wrote. In the Declaration of Independence, the founders expressed their conviction that government exists to secure individual natural rights, like life and liberty, both of which require self-defense. They understood we have an inherent right, not derived from government or any document, to possess and use the tools we need to protect ourselves. And the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution only made this natural right clearer. The amendment's text doesn't pretend to grant some new privilege. Instead, it acknowledges the pre-existing right to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed by the government. And the Founding Fathers both promoted this right and exercised it personally. Washington and Jefferson are known to have carried firearms while traveling. John Adams observed that every private person is authorized to arm himself. Samuel Adams defended the colonists' right to arm themselves against their British oppressors. St. George Tucker, an important early commentator on the Constitution, wrote in 1803 that in many parts of the United States, a man no more thinks of going out of his house on any occasion without his rifle or musket in hand than a European fine gentleman without his sword by his side. Guns have been, always have been, a normal part of American life, a fact that was only made more apparent when the disgraced author Michael Belisles fraudulently tried to show otherwise. And as to what the Founding Fathers would think of guns around the Christmas tree, we should note that numerous colonial-era statutes required the carrying of arms in everyday life, statutes rather, including several that made it mandatory for men to bear arms while attending church services. So I can't imagine Massey or Boebert's Christmas cards having any trouble with the founders at all. And Carly Pearson, she's free to express her views because that too is a natural right guaranteed by the Constitution. But she should be ashamed to misrepresent the views of our founding fathers to promote her gun control agenda. Especially when her fact pattern is erroneous. That's the part that I get them. Boebert and Massey, they get very little coverage from the mainstream media unless it's to ridicule them. And they're always looking at them saying, well, these are obviously the leaders of the insurrection or whatever, you know. And yet they remain in office. And they remain on everything they're in. And the Democrats, of course, they want Boebert to come off of... they want her to come off of all of her committees. That's what the Democrats want, except that's up to McCarthy to make that call. So, they just don't like to play fair, and they don't like it when we play with using their rules, because this is us using their rules. That's all it is. So, I guess they're just continue to pitch a fit. Just because, of the imagery of a gun. Just because of people holding them and obviously not being afraid of them. See, leftists are afraid of guns. They don't want to have, you see these guys that say, I went out to shoot an AR-15 to see what all the hubbub was about. And then they come back and say, I feel like I'm in post-traumatic stress. The sheer power of this killing machine. Well, it's bad if you think that about the AR-15, because there's a lot of rifles out there that do much more damage. Much more damage. And you're too afraid to deal with that, right? I know. So, I find it interesting whenever somebody wants to get out there. And it used to be that they would say, well, I'll pick it up later. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, Arrow. PyroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, if you had told me 5 years ago in 2016 that men would be treated like women if they demanded it, criminals would not be prosecuted, and censorship would be widespread, I wouldn't have believed you. I wouldn't have believed it. What was once considered the most basic scientific truth, such as that you're born with your sex and can't change it, that's broken down. Governments are no longer serving their primary function of providing security and protecting borders. And there's so many more. I'm going to point out some of the things that happened in 2021 that I never would have believed possible if someone had foretold them to me just 5 years ago. Now, number one is men as women, women as men. The trend that would have shocked my grandparents most is transgenderism. Men are now competing with women in sports and being housed with women in prison. And in 2021, President Biden appointed a man as a four-star general and proclaimed that this was the first female four-star officer. Number two, blocking puberty. A second shocker is that parents are enabling young children to try to change genders with dangerous surgeries and puberty blockers. And many public schools have a policy of not telling parents if their son or daughter has adopted a transgender identity at school. Number three, drafting women. The United States narrowly avoided a draft for women, which was supported by many elected officials in the Conservative Party. Number four, and this is a biggie, not prosecuting crime. In many U.S. cities, serious crimes are not being prosecuted, and crime has surged, with a dozen cities breaking annual homicide records. Number five, massive illegal immigration. I knew that was going to be part and parcel when they declared Joe Biden president. So I'm sorry that I was correct, because we've had millions cross over illegally. And they've also considered paying $450,000 in reparations to illegal immigrant families separated at the border. Widespread censorship. Trump is still banned from Facebook and Twitter. Big tech censors debate on the most important topics of the day. Comedians can't make jokes. Number seven, parents labeled terrorists. Now, this would have been a big problem for me if this had happened when I had kids in the school, because I was there. I was in it. I was in it hard. Parents are labeled as domestic terrorists by the Biden Justice Department for showing up at school board meetings with complaints. Schools aren't telling parents what they teach, and politicians are denying the obvious. Young children are being taught using public funds and institutions that their country is racist. Number eight, president's mental abilities doubted. President Biden, or President Asterisk, he gets out there sometimes and just loses all coherence altogether, to the point that many commentators doubt he's really the one running the country. It's almost like he's been MK Ultra'd. Number nine, this is one of my favorites. Getting out there and expecting athletes and actors for their advice and opinions, as many other societal leaders seem to have abdicated their duties to lead. They haven't got any idea. They really don't. They lead such an insulated life. There's some of them that try to get close and try to be normal and everything, but I mean, that's a hard road. Number 10. Now, during the Obama administration, I never thought we'd see a president go through as much money as Obama did. But now, with record U.S. national debt, the money supply increased by more than a third in 18 months. And the United States is experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years. Energy prices are up. And one of the bigger events of the year was in May when the main pipeline carrying gasoline to the East Coast was shut down by a cyber attack. Y'all remember that? Well, I do. Number 11. COVID is still a thing. They initially sold this to us as 2 weeks to slow the spread. Lockdowns and masks and vaccine mandates continue 2 years since COVID-19 started. Some U.S. cities such as L.A., New York, and Washington, D.C. are now segregating people from public places to penalize their independent assessment of their medical risk. Number 12, major scientific advances not celebrated. Each year brings some surprises and new advances, but this year, living in a time of such great division, those breakthroughs were not universally celebrated. And the greatest impact of science this year was the widespread rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. They have saved some lives, but many had hoped that that would mean life would return to normal. Instead, lockdowns and mask mandates continue, and vaccines have become yet another point of division, with the vaccinated pitted against the unvaccinated. Number 13. We lost our lead. While traveling to space sure sounds sci-fi, the U.S. is losing its lead in science. China continues to advance towards surpassing the United States in technology, surprising U.S. officials by launching a supersonic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. It circled the Earth once and barely missed its target. It approached its target traveling at least 5 times the speed of sound, a capability no country has previously demonstrated. The Pentagon is unsure how China overcame the constraints of physics by firing countermeasures from a vehicle traveling at hypersonic speed. China may be behind some of the unidentified flying objects seen by U.S. military pilots over the past 2 decades, according to a long-awaited Pentagon report this year, which could not explain the origin of UFOs. Despite all of that, we can come back. But I'm glad to see the billionaires trying to leave the Earth. I'm happy about that part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 vaccines help prevent breakthrough infections even among those who are immune compromised. Epidemiologist Dr. Jing Sun of Johns Hopkins University studied the records of 660,000 people who received at least one dose of the vaccine through the middle of September. The study showed breakthrough infections after full vaccination were found most in older people and women. Those with immunocompromising conditions were not found to have higher rates of breakthrough infections as well. Passengers across the country are experiencing flight cancellations and delays amid a holiday holiday busy travel season. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within the United States or out of the United States. More than 2,000 have been delayed. USA Radio News. Intrevo is a tech company helping to provide rapid testing for COVID-19. Founder and CEO Ron Gutman joins Fox Business and says his company was able to track the trajectory of the virus and ramp up production of tests in time for the spread of the Omicron variant.
When other people ramped down production and closed factories, we actually increased it, doubled down on technology. We really build a technology platform and continuing to ramp up production right now in multiple facilities here in the United States, where actually our tests are made here in the United States and are available to people.
President Biden says his administration plans to roll out 500 million at-home rapid test kits to whoever wants one starting in January. Kim Jong-un is holding meetings in North Korea. Kim has used the meetings in the past to make announcements about policy for the isolated nation. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, do you remember during the campaign how candidate Biden said that he would not shut down the nation, he wouldn't shut down schools, he wouldn't shut down businesses, he would simply shut down the virus. Do you remember that? I remember that. I do remember that. I didn't believe him, of course, because, you know, I just didn't believe him. And recently he had a phone call with the governors of the respective states. I'm going to presume all 50 of them in various times. I have to drink coffee to break up whatever it is in my throat. For all I know, I have Omicron. And, well, it wasn't exactly something that I saw it coming, but at the same time, I sort of didn't see it coming simply because I just didn't think this would be said out loud. Because it's all about optics with Democrats. It's never about what's really good or what's really bad. It's always about optics. So, he was going to federalize the COVID response and end COVID in America. To do this, he introduced vaccine mandates for federal employees and those doing business with the federal government, and had OSHA do the same for every business with more than 100 employees. Various states, cities, and businesses, especially when it came to health care, followed suit. We were also told that if we even breathed the same air as a COVID person, we had to quarantine ourselves for 10 days. And in the last 2 days, that promised federal response, COVID mandates, and quarantines have all fallen apart. Thanks to the very contagious but seemingly relatively harmless Omicron variant. Biden made a lot of promises during the campaign, and the media graciously refused to demand details. But those claims that Biden will use the federal government to end the pandemic went a long way with people weary of 2020's madness. And on Monday, after a COVID year more deadly and dispiriting than 2020, Biden admitted that the federal government can't fix things. Shocker. Coming from Twitter, from Real Mac. Joe Biden on COVID. There's no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. Trump, of course, said from the beginning that his role as president was to support the states because each state was best equipped to handle COVID as it presented within that state. Meanwhile, as Omicron spreads, especially in New York City, one of the most vaccinated places in America, other Democrat-driven initiatives are falling. CDC has had to shorten by 50% its COVID isolation and quarantine period recommendations, reflecting that A, Omicron seems to be a cold, and B, that America can't shut down because of a cold. And we get this. U.S. health officials on Monday cut isolation restrictions for Americans who catch the coronavirus from 10 to 5 days, and similarly shortened the time that close contacts need to quarantine. CDC officials said the guidance is in keeping with growing evidence that people with the coronavirus are most infectious in the 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. The decision also was driven by a recent surge in COVID-19 cases propelled by the Omicron variant. Early research suggests Omicron may cause milder illnesses than earlier versions of the coronavirus, but the sheer number of people becoming infected and therefore having to isolate or quarantine threatens to crush the ability of hospitals, airlines, and other businesses to stay open. Well, it wouldn't if you actually treated it the way you're describing it. You know, it wouldn't. And finally, most ironically, as Omicron cases increase, hospitals are facing staff shortages because their ludicrous, unscientific vaccine mandate saw them firing thousands of employees. Last week, the CDC updated a document entitled Strategies to Mitigate Healthcare Personnel Staffing Shortages. You know, it appears that more than 13 states are struggling to deal with Omicron cases because of staff shortages. Forbes has also noted staff burnout and more patients as reasons for the shortage, but makes no intention of mass firings, which is interesting. The point is, Democrats made pie-in-the-sky promises and completely failed to make good on them. I mean, more people died from COVID under Biden than under Trump. Biden's had to admit that Trump's state-based approach was the correct one. Unreasonably long quarantines are becoming impossible to maintain. And all the things that Democrats and Democrat-driven businesses did to destroy the workforce are now becoming a serious problem. Now, I'm deeply sorry for sick people, overworked people, and unemployed people. But unfortunately, reality had to strike, and it is striking hard and fast. And this speed means that there's still time for sanity to return before the system collapses completely. Yeah. And that's the problem. That's part of the problem. We got to save this system before it collapses. Before we go away, there's a person named Erin Marquis. And she melted down the other day. She used her employer's media clout to intimidate and abuse some blanking ghouls for exercising their First Amendment right to distribute a press release by the Michigan chapter of the National Association for Gun Rights defending the rights of adult citizens to bear arms. This was galling for Mrs. Marquis in the wake of a school shooting. There was no reference to the F-bomb rant about the realities of stopping a rampaging student on campus from further causing the harm and death of fellow classmates. It was easier for Marquis to use her platform as an editor with Wirecutter, a New York Times product recommendation service, to threaten the group members with informing everyone at the Times that the members of the group were blanking blanks. Her sophomore message included the memorable sign-off, "Congrats on being a laughingstock," according to a voicemail posted in Town Hall. And somehow, some way, Ms. Marquis got lost in a wilderness of self-righteousness and took the liberty of posting on her Twitter account the phone number and email address of the group, urging supporters to oppose the Michigan-based group. And the realities of her unprofessional conduct came crashing down on her when the organization published the editor's embarrassing rant, which caught the attention of her employer. For some reason, in this particular case, they decided they hadn't lost all standards of objectivity and professionalism, and Aaron Marquis was terminated with the following admonition from the Times management: "We expect our employees to behave in a way that is consistent with our values and commitment to the highest ethical standard." Marquis, who was constantly throwing out that name, invoking the New York Times all the time, that was very unprofessional. It's nice to know that they understand what standards are at the New York Times. And the reputation of Wirecutter and the New York Times, of course, have suffered due to this, as it should. But I wonder how broadly they apply them. We'll see. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you're not familiar with Daniel Greenfield, who writes at Front Page Magazine and on his own site, I'm not exaggerating to you when I say you're missing one of the most astute thinkers on the Internet. And most recently, he's turned his gimlet eye on the terrible effect in China of the one-child policy, which combined with urban affluence and nascent feminism. Now, China's one-child policy, which has resulted in up to 40 million female babies being aborted, everybody knew that was going to have far-reaching consequences. The Greenfield's assumption was that women would become more valuable and be better treated, but he didn't realize that their increased value might spell the beginning of the end of the Communist Party. Now, he suggests that the massive demographic imbalance, with men far outnumbering women, paired with a rising yuppie class that's materialistic and creates women who have no interest in marriage and children, is causing a slow-mo collapse in China. And this is true despite Xi Jinping's bluster in military expenditures. Now, if you want to go check it yourself, Greenfield does a very deep dive on the subject. But I'll share a few of the things he came up with. As was obvious all along, the absence of women means that they're at a premium in the marriage market. In rural China, only the richest people can afford a wife. But that's not the real problem. What really has the communist elite worried is not the high price of marriage, but the growing number of professional women who aren't interested in getting married at all. Now, China thought it could avoid the Soviet Union's fate by avoiding liberalization. And when I say that, I don't mean the Democrats. I mean, liberal is a stolen term. Liberalization means, checking out liberty, the free market. In China, the first time it popped up here recently, they squelched that at Tiananmen Square. And nevertheless, it willingly opened itself to some market forces to fund the communist state. This created materialism dangerous to any communist-based nation. So despite the outward allegiance to Xi and the communists, the country's rising middle class is westernized, individualistic, rather than collectivist, intent on having fun and stocking up on all the latest consumer gadgets, instead of sacrificing and laboring in the cause of communism. Women in China consider themselves, because of the way things are there now, they've decided they don't want to be sacrificed to marriage or children. The birth rate is 1.3%, leading China, a nation of over a billion people, to add only 12 million babies in 2020. Here's the thing, though. Unlike Europe, China isn't getting immigration to augment their declining population. So the government is working hard, and probably successfully, says Greenfield, to stamp out the nascent feminist movement, but it can't stamp out the same shift in gender roles we've seen in the U.S. Like 52% of students in Chinese colleges and universities are female. Not quite as extreme as the 60-40 split in the United States, or the even more extreme gender gaps in some European countries, but in a decade or two, China might catch up to us. Religion may be declining in America and Europe, but the communists have done their best to stamp out faith in China and replace it with party loyalty, and then it replaced starving rural labor with megacities and mega buildings filled with office drones who have no meaning or purpose in life beyond purchasing the latest iPhone, listening to the latest hit, or watching the latest show. There's a lot more to this, so, you know, if you really want to go check it out. And one of my fears with China is what they're becoming militarily. But I'm going to have to go look at this article because Greenfield thinks that the Chinese military may be a little more Potemkin village and a little less military than we realize. So, summing it up, rather than actually heading in the direction of rivaling the United States, China is a rapidly aging, inefficient, conflict-ridden, and relatively poor country that is simply not on the road to seriously challenging the U.S.'s hegemony. And even China's huge GDP is somewhat misleading because those resources are spread out amongst over a billion people rather than 330 million. The economy is also weak because it's a faux market economy with the government getting in debt. And this book came out predating the possible Evergrande real estate collapse. Now, none of this is to say that China isn't dangerous. A wounded or dying animal can be more dangerous than one enjoying vigorous good health. But their weaknesses don't mean the world's out of the woods. But it is food for thought. Before we head into the next hour, I leave you with this question. Why are the blue states spreading so much COVID? And unfortunately for CNN and MSNBC, that fact can't be directly traced to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So they've chosen not to really talk about it, but if they did, they might ask what Democrats are doing so wrong in D.C., where they average 1,313 new cases each day. New York, 32,566. New Jersey, 14,028. Rhode Island, 1,382. Delaware, 1,029. Illinois, 12,426. Hawaii, 1,361. What's going on here? Why aren't they following the science? Are they trying to kill people? The national media's beloved New York, the place St. Anthony Fauci once said was doing everything correctly, has seen a 55% increase in hospitalizations as of Monday. D.C. has seen a 94% increase. New cases are almost up 100% in Hawaii, a literal island thousands of miles away from death cult leader DeSantis. Back during the summer when southern states and Texas were hotspots of the virus, They told us day in and day out it was the result of the Republican policy that promoted more spread. But if that was the case then, what's the story now that every state below Virginia is averaging about a quarter of the new cases of Democrat-run states in the Northeast? And there are some areas of these states, like Fulton County in Georgia, Miami-Dade County in Florida, that are seeing an intense wave of infections as well. And both of them are run by Democrat mayors. So they must be doing something wrong. Otherwise, so many people wouldn't be getting sick. CNN and MSNBC haven't seemed to notice. I guess maybe Ron DeSantis should visit.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. I love looking at this kind of stuff because when I tell people that the reason inner cities are so plagued with crime and they want to tell me, well, it's because they have black people. Well, it isn't because they have black people. It's because they have Democrat policies. They have one-party rule. And other progressives are beginning to notice this. I don't know if anybody's noticed this, if you've noticed this, but I'm beginning to see things out there in Twitter land where they're looking at it and saying, wait a minute, we can't blame the Republicans. There's no Republicans here. Why is it that you're saying it's the Republicans' fault? You've got it all. You've got control of everything. Why do we have so many homeless? Why do we have so much crime? So, we're headed into hour number three. And like I said, we're about to be joined by writer and activist Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.